This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for President Trump, who is doing something no president's ever done before. He is actually going to Scranton, Pennsylvania, the hometown birthplace of Joe Biden, on Joe Biden's big night, coming tonight after 9 p.m. Eastern time. Biden will be delivering his acceptance speech, which will give a strong indication of which way he is going to try to run his campaign. But President Trump is beating him to the punch. He is going to be speaking this afternoon. We will go to him live with a very hard-hitting speech, which apparently plans to attack Biden for having betrayed the values and the interests of his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, of course, the most important, one could argue, of all the swing states. It's a state that both sides desperately want to win. President Trump won last time by less than 1%. And again, the polling showing it's virtually tied. Most recent poll just released today, tied in Pennsylvania. President Trump will be there, and we will go to him. We are also going to be joined by John Cass, who wrote a terrific column over in the Chicago Tribune, I believe. And it's a column about the missing element in the Democratic Convention. And he argues, and I think he's entirely right, that when you listen to politicians, you can learn as much about what they don't say as about what they say, from what they say. This appeared actually in Real Clear Politics and the Associated Press. And good for him. One of the things that he emphasizes that they are not talking to you about is big city violence, which again is going to be a topic for President Trump this afternoon, and it's going to be a very big topic at the Republican convention, and it should be. We have rising crime across the country. We have bloody shootings in Chicago that are skyrocketing. Now, you could say, well, it's Trump's fault. He's president. What about the local authorities who have been Democrats for years and years and years and years? And what about the deafening lack of support for police officers at the Democratic convention? And it would be so easy. I mean, for one thing, they have a somebody who they did not ask to speak is a former police chief and a Democratic congressman, a relative moderate, Val Demings, who was on Biden's list supposedly for vice president. But after Kamala Harris's underwhelming speech last night, and there were some outstanding speeches last night, there were. Barack Obama gave a remarkably fine speech, but was it presidential? Does it go along with this idea that I think the Biden-Harris campaign is trying to sell of can we all calm down and get together? Or was it, in fact, profoundly divisive, as some critics have said? We will get to that issue. But first off, just to put this in perspective, the riots continue across the country, and police officers are getting injured, and the Democrats say nothing. Now, they did have a police chief there and on one of the interchanges with Joe Biden that had been taped for the convention. It was the police chief of Houston, Acevedo, Latino, and police chief Acevedo was only there to talk about bad cops. What about all of the good cops? Don't they deserve some support? And this goes to the essence of the big explosion about the war against Goodyear tires, the president confirming now that he may switch out the tires on his limousines to move away from Goodyear because Goodyear is banning any T-shirts that say Make America Great Again or All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter. And as I mentioned, I mean, obviously, I don't think you have to boycott Goodyear, but it's perfectly reasonable to say, well, okay, you can understand why you would ban something that is overtly political, but if you're going to allow Black Lives Matter, how is it that you actually ban as political All Lives Matter? Which political side does All Lives Matter go to? I don't think it goes to either. And when it comes to support for police officers, I think there has to be a little bit of recognition, which we haven't heard from the virtual convention that's supposed to be based in Milwaukee. We haven't heard any of that sympathy or empathy that they talk about so much for people like Officer Adam Fowler. He was one of six officers who were injured this last Sunday during a riot in the south of downtown district near the stadiums in Seattle. He was interviewed by King 5 TV, and you can see on camera his eye has been very badly damaged. He was actually worried at one point he would lose his eye. Listen.
I mean, your eye, no offense, looks pretty bad.
Yeah,
I mean, it looks horrible.
Thankfully, the swelling has gone down quite a bit. But once they got there and they confronted us, it was clear that what their intentions were. They as soon as they got there, within a minute or two, someone had launched a mortar firework, trying to break into a police car, and essentially tried to burn a police car to the ground like they have in the past. And then that's when we intended to disperse them from the area. Shortly after that, we had made it to the 4th Avenue side of the Guild office, and more mortar fireworks were getting thrown at us. And these aren't tiny fireworks. They're not firecrackers. These are commercial-grade mortars. These are things that should be launched up hundreds of feet in the air in a safe place to be detonated so they can put on a firework display. These aren't meant for weapons. One had been thrown behind me, and when that detonated, it hit me in the back. And then when I went back towards my patrol bicycle, another went off, and the only thing I could see was a bright flash and then a loud bang and what felt like a hammer hitting me in the face. And that's when I got hit. And
if Joe Biden is incapable of condemning this kind of thing, then he won't be president and won't deserve to be president. I mean, this is appalling. The officer, Adam Fowler, talks about some of his fears. Listen.
When I got hit, I lost my vision momentarily. I lost it for probably anywhere from 3 seconds to a minute. And it was just blurry in my left eye. And my first initial thought was that I was like, I'm going to lose my left eye. And that was, pretty scary. It's frustrating. I've been in a lot of these protests, but I haven't been hit where I might seriously lose part of my body. Something that might affect my ability to do my job, to effectively take care of my family. And it's really hard. So once my vision came back, I was able to kind of collect myself. I felt blood on my face. My face was really swollen. It swelled a little bit bigger than a golf ball on the side of my head. And I was able to get treated by fire, and they were able to transport me to Harborview.
Okay. We heard plenty of sympathy for the so-called protesters at the Democratic Convention. They have one more night to try to express some sympathy, support for police officers. Police budgets have already been cut in Seattle and Portland and Philadelphia, in Chicago, for God's sake, where they're having a crime epidemic. This is a genuine national issue. And it will be a voting issue, it seems to me, for a lot of Americans who haven't already made up their minds. We will be right back with more on the elephant in the virtual room here on The Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty.
You're the best radio show host in the country.
Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Show on God's green earth.
This may be, in fact, it probably is, the greatest movement in the history of our country.
The Michael Medved Show.
President Trump is speaking soon, and we will go to him directly in Pennsylvania. trolling Joe Biden in his hometown on his big night. Which direction will Joe Biden go? Carl Rose says he has three choices, none of them perfect, one of them disastrous, that he can take in his acceptance speech tonight. We will consider that. We'll also be speaking with John Cass, who has a column published most recently in Real Clear Politics, saying Democratic convention ignores the elephant in the virtual room, big city violence, and particularly hateful, and also usually treated particularly harshly, and that's appropriate by the law, is violence against police officers. And there was extreme violence against police officers on Sunday night in Seattle over an attempt by the rioters to, and they declared a riot, to burn down the headquarters of the police union, the SPOG, the Seattle Police Organization. I'm not sure. I forget what SPOG spells out, actually. Guild. Seattle Police Officers Guild is what we have. In any event, one of the members of the Seattle Police Officers Guild is injured officer Adam Fowler, who spoke beautifully on King TV. He was afraid he was going to lose his eye from a mortar fireworks that was fired right at it, hit him in the face. Another one hit him in the back. And then he spoke in 11C, Jeremy, about his duty to protect people from this sort of violence. Listen.
Born in line of duty, and you know, a lot of people say, you know, you signed up for that, you know, that comes along with the job, which isn't, it's not the case at all. You don't go to work to get hurt. Nurses don't go to get assaulted. Police don't go to work to get assaulted. But when you don't feel like when you're going out and you're trying to do your best to protect people and even property. I know that a lot of people say that property is important, but we're in a very difficult time where businesses are on their final stretch, their final leg before they have to go under because of COVID, and people are losing everything they have. And when we don't protect the things that they have because they can't protect them themselves, then who do they look to? And then it goes the same with people getting assaulted, and it's a very difficult thing. But I think a large part of it has to do with we need a little bit of support, a little bit of help, just to say hurting people and damaging people's goods or livelihoods is not okay. If you damage someone's business, yeah, it might just be property, but it could be their livelihood for the next 30 years. It could be what they're trying to hold on to support their family, and that's more than just property. That's a lot of different things.
This couldn't be more beautifully said by an injured police officer. And then finally, he talked about why he doesn't want to quit, but how it feels to try to continue keeping our city safe during the current climate. Listen.
It would be silly for me not to sit down with my wife and talk about where do we take our family, because my family is very important to me, and it comes first. I have to know how I'm going to feed them, how I'm going to take care of them, how I'm going to house them, how I'm going to shelter them, how I'm going to create a good future for my kids to grow up in. And just knowing that I might lose my job, not maybe because of budget shortfalls, but because of other things that are going on in the political climate, is just, it puts me beside myself, and it's something I can't really understand. I would like to invest in the Seattle Police Department because I don't like quitting. I don't like walking away from stuff. I don't feel defeated to the point where I'm going to quit. I feel, like I said, I feel alone. I feel sad and frustrated with how the people around me have been treated, how I've been treated, and to the point where you're getting physically assaulted, to where it might physically change your life forever. And it's, that can be defeating, but me and my wife, we take it day by day. We talk about it. We get our frustrations out, and you just move forward.
Joe Biden is supposed to be all about empathy. That's the whole theme of his campaign, his whole theme of his pitch for the presidency. Joe, how about some empathy for police officers who are going through a nightmarish time, the morons who run the city council in Seattle, and they really are, they're malevolent morons. They're horrible people. And honestly, I hate to say that about any politicians, but that's true here. They are demanding layoffs, terminations, firing of about 100 officers, of 1,400 on the force, at a time of rising crime, at a time of brutal chaos. Can't anyone out there understand what it might feel like to be an officer like Adam Fowler? There was another officer in nearby Portland, which of course has some of the same problems. And it's an amazing story. He was being interviewed by a local newspaper. I think it was the Oregonian, actually. And they were taping it. And a reporter asked him whether or not the protests were really peaceful and they were just dying down and everything was hunky-dory before federal troops came to defend federal buildings like the Marco Hatfield Courthouse. That's what the mayor, Ted Wheeler, ultra-liberal mayor, said. And you'll hear that before the officer is allowed to answer, there's someone off camera, someone from the city administration, who says he's not allowed to answer the question. This is remarkable. Listen to this.
The topic that I wanted to ask you about was the presence of the federal officers here in Portland. A lot of people have, including the mayor, have said that they had the impression that the protests were dying down.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the... I'm sorry?
Okay.
We're not allowed to talk about the federal
officers. Even just your take on... Okay. Anything tied to it? Can't talk about the federal officers at all?
No.
I mean, the mayor is the police commissioner. He's talked about it.
Maybe he's talking to me. We're not allowed to talk.
Okay. Is that from the chief?
That's from the chief.
City attorneys and city council.
Okay. Okay. I won't ask you about that.
Okay, that's from the city attorney and the city council. You're not allowed to talk about it. And the reason they're not allowed to talk about it is because the mayor was lying. I mean, it's not a mistake. It's a lie that the protests were dying down. They still are protesting and rioting every damn night, and it ought to be a subject tonight at the Democratic Convention. We'll talk about that with columnist John Cass coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
With all due respect, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Hi.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump thinks his setback over tax and financial records will probably end up back at the U.S. Supreme Court.
and this is a fishing expedition, but more importantly, this is a continuation of the witch hunt, the greatest witch hunt in history. There's never been anything like it.
A federal judge in New York rejected the president's efforts to keep the records out of the hands of a Manhattan district attorney's office. The Democratic National Convention ends tonight as Joe Biden accepts his party's nomination for president. He'll be speaking from his home state of Delaware. DNC Program Executive Director Stephanie Cutter says this year's convention has not been your typical convention.
We have not tried to make this a traditional convention. This is the unconventional convention. And this is necessary because of the time that we're living in, the coronavirus crisis.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show. John Cass has been a columnist for the Chicago Tribune for many, many years. He's a member of the Chicago Tribune editorial board. He has written, I think, one of the most insightful and important commentaries about the Democratic Convention so far. And, of course, tonight is the big climactic night for Joe Biden's acceptance speech. You say in your column, John, that they are not mentioning the elephant in the virtual room. And that elephant is?
The violence in the cities run by liberal Democratic mayors. The political violence we see in Portland, Chicago, New York, elsewhere, et cetera.
And Seattle, also, where I live.
And Seattle, of course. You just lost your police chief, a casualty.
Armin Best.
Yeah. A strong,
and by the way, I appreciate one of the things that I think was brilliant in your column is they seemed to really emphasize women of color in this convention and not just Kamala Harris. But Carmen Best would have been a perfect speaker for them. And again, I mean, perfect. And in fact, I don't know if Trump has any sense, he'll invite Carmen Best to come speak at his convention. She probably won't come, but she might.
And the young woman from Baltimore, of course. But yes, and, you know, Michael, I've long been a listener and viewer when you had on TV. I've always appreciated the fact that you look at what's not out there. You look in the negative space to try to tell your viewers, readers, and listeners about that which is not said. And I think, thanks for your kind words about this column, but I think that it's on the minds of probably everybody in America, anybody who wants to go to their downtown. You know, if you're the targeted suburban voter, and they're targeting you, you know, they want your vote, but they won't mention the fact that you're somewhat concerned about walking in your downtown. And say you go to dinner and your wife wants to check the police scanner she's just downloaded on her phone. That's where we are now.
Well, and it's not just Chicago, and it's not just Baltimore, and it's not just Seattle and Portland. It is everywhere. It's New York City, which Mayor Giuliani had helped make one of the safest cities in the world. Not anymore. And it's a terrible thing and a genuine issue. Let me ask you another thing, because you had suggested Carmen Best as a speaker at the convention. Nearly every woman who was on Joe Biden's list for vice president has gotten a speaking slot at the convention. And tonight we're going to be hearing from the Tammys, Tammy Baldwin, the senator from Wisconsin, and Tammy Duckworth, your own senator from Illinois. And we heard from Elizabeth Warren, and basically everybody's gotten a shot. We heard from Stacey Abrams. You know who they haven't invited to speak to the convention? Val Demings, who was the representative from Florida, who for 27 years was a cop and was the police chief in Orlando, Florida, brought the crime rate down by 40% when she was police chief. She's not invited to speak. Have you heard any words at this convention about sympathy for the police officers who put their bodies on the line every damn day so we can live our lives?
Or their families. I mean, in Chicago, for example, there's maybe 12,000 police officers, 100,000 street gang members, and those officers all have families, and they've been isolated, alone, canceled. They're afraid to speak. And the larger issue here is the complete lack of curiosity by the media. I mean, because really when you look at it, these rioters and Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all this stuff, they're targeting their rage against the administrations of liberal Black Democrats, right? So this is the hard left against the liberal left, and they're devouring them, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know what to say. Publicly, that they want the National Democratic Party wants their energy, but they don't want to say anything. And you'd think that the Washington Post, the New York Times, Politico would stop being political operatives and remember what they used to do, which is analyze what's right there in front of them. And that's in front of them is this.
It's also one of those things that brings me back to another moment in Chicago history, which was the terrible, terrible and bloody riots during the Democratic Convention of 1968. And one of the things that I think doomed Hubert Humphrey and who was the nominee at that point, running against Richard Nixon and George Wallace, one of the things that doomed Humphrey is he was unable to clearly say, hey, we're on the side of the cops who were battling a quote, revolution in the streets in the midst of the summer of 1968. Have you heard anything suggesting other than people encouraging more unrest and people getting in, quote, good trouble and continuing by implication the riots?
No, I have not. I've heard exactly what you're describing, and it's bothersome as a citizen. I'm talking to you from the back porch of the three flat I live in Chicago, in a neighborhood. It's bothersome just as a citizen, but as a reporter, it's also as a journalist and a a columnist. I have my own podcast, The Chicago Way. I have guests on like Charlie Lipson from the University of Chicago talking about this. And the lack of curiosity, it's like the Beltway media is not curious about the unraveling of their Russia collusion story, right? With the guilty plea of lawyer Kleinsmith,
yeah.
And they're also not curious about something right in front of their face, which they have, as you pointed out, Michael, the historical parallel. Humphrey, McGovern, et cetera. And Richard J. Daley moving from the Democratic left to the right with his famous shoot all looters to maim them and kill or whatever he said. And clearly the mayor of Chicago could not order police officers to violate the law. But he demonstrated, he had a gut sense of demonstrating to the people that he was for law and order, while the rest of the party was not. And as a result, in Chicago, Mayor Richard J. Daley received thousands and thousands of letters from across the country, Democrats wishing that their national party would respond. What we see now, Val Demings, as you point out, not even being invited, while they were flirting with her and leaking stories about maybe putting her on the Democratic ticket. It's pathetic.
It is pathetic. And look, your column is so brilliantly written and so outstanding. And I hope you will join us again as this campaign proceeds, because what happens in Chicago matters. It's America's third largest city. It is a real center of heartland America. And what's going on right now, not encouraging. So what do you do about it? And what do you do about a demonstrator who calls for killing police officers openly? Yeah, we'll get to that coming right up on the MedVed Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Trump is speaking at the Mariotti Building Products in Old Forge, Pennsylvania, right near Scranton. And he just attacked Vice President Biden, saying he left. He abandoned Scranton when he was 8, 9, or 10 years old. Here is the President of the United States.
China, all of them, just stealing our jobs. He's been there for 47 years, and now he's going to come in and make a change. I don't think so. His son walked out with $1.5 billion to manage. That's millions of dollars a year. And the son didn't even have a job before that. And I asked the Wall Street people, tell me, is that possible? Smartest people, top people on Wall Street. They say, can't happen. It can't happen. The smartest people, the people that do get money from every country, from everybody, they say, can't happen. He walked out of there in 10 minutes with $1.5 billion. You explained that one, right? And then if they want to look at him, nobody looks at him. Nobody looks at Ukraine. He gets $83,000 a month and a $3 million upfront payment because of his great expertise and energy, but he had none. And he even admitted, no, I don't know anything about energy. But he goes on to an energy company, gets millions of dollars, $83,000. It's actually double that because it was him and some guy that knew less than he did. And is that okay? Yeah. Is it okay when Joe Biden goes and says, $1 billion, you're not getting it unless you get rid of those prosecutors? You talk about quid pro quo, right? That's your quid pro quo. And they did. Quid pro quo, right? And they did. They got rid of the prosecutors. And then he's called. He says, now you're getting your money. Okay? Figure this. How about if that's a Republican doing that, what happens to that Republican? It's over. It's a disgrace. But it's changing slowly, too slowly as far as I'm concerned. Joe Biden is no friend of Pennsylvania. He's actually, for the reasons we just said, he's your worst nightmare. Biden supported every single globalist attack on Pennsylvania workers. NAFTA, China's entry into the World Trade Organization, which built China into a power. TPP, Korea. The horrible, ridiculous Paris Climate Accord, which stripped our nation of its energy, and the so-called Clean Power Plan. The only good thing about it was the name. It was a horrible, unfair deal. Horrible for you and horrible for Pennsylvania. They want to take your power away. You know what your power is? Your power is the billions of dollars you make on going deep into the earth and taking out what you have to take out, everything you want from fracking. You don't realize how big a fracking state. Does anybody know how big fracking is? You're not going to be allowed to frack anymore. You're not going to be no oil, no nothing, no oil, no gas, no nothing. Just think of that. What would happen is you, well, first of all, many of you, I guess 600,000, 670,000 lose their jobs. No money, no oil, higher taxes. Your stock market would crash. If they get in beyond fracking, if they get in, you'll have your 401ks, which are setting records. By the way, stock market just hit a new high. And don't forget, we've been going through this horrible plague from China. It just hit a new high. So think of that. It's incredible. But your 401ks, how many people have 401ks here? Good. That's a lot. That's a lot. How about if they went down to like 10% of what they are now? Because that can happen. That can happen. And it will happen if we're stupid and we don't go out and vote. And secure your ballot. Absentee ballots are good. But the stuff where they take millions and millions of ballots and send them all over the place, we'll grab it and we'll just put them in a big pile there. Everyone grab it. It's a disgrace. Even common sense tells you that. Look at New York. Look at what happened in New Jersey. Look at what happened in Virginia. Look at what happened. I won't go through the details. You know the story. They have no control whatsoever. In New Jersey, 20% of the ballots were defective, fraudulent. 20%. And that's because they did a good job. Okay? So this is just the way they're trying to steal the election. And everybody knows that. Because the only way they're going to win is by a rigged election. I really believe that. I saw the crowd outside. For every sign we had for Trump-Pence, every single sign. And that's not that atypical. In Texas, we had people on the highways, on the roadways. We're driving to some oil well where we gave a speech. But between, it was a 20-minute drive between the plane and that oil well, there were tens of thousands of people. And they had the signs, Trump and Trump Pence and flags, American flags. You know, when the other side does show up, which is rarely, they never have an American flag. I can always tell if there's a group of people. You never see an American flag. The fake news would tell you that. But you never see, but they don't put it down. They'll tell you that personally, but they won't write it. But you never see an American flag. It's an amazing thing. But if you look outside today, is it 100 to 1, 200 to 1? And then you'll read tomorrow that Biden was well represented. He wasn't well. There were hardly anybody there. Every once in a while, I'd see a Biden. I'd be waving to the people. I'd see a Biden. I'd say, well, I waved to her anyway. Who cares? No, but was it 100 to 1? I mean, it's just massive. And you'll read tomorrow that he had a massive crowd also. Pennsylvania lost more than 1 in 3 manufacturing jobs after NAFTA and China's entry into the WTO. And that was a vote and courtesy of Sleepy Joe. Biden looked American labor into the eyes, took their dues, their union endorsements, and their votes. The unions have to be more reasonable. They have to be more reasonable. And we love the unions. We love non-union. I've had it all. You know, I built every building I built in New York was with unions, and unions are fine. You know, a lot of Republicans don't want me to say that, but I'll tell you, unions are fine. Tell them to keep their dues down, please. But they're fine. And you have unions here, you have non-unions. But what I talk about is the worker. They treated our workers horribly. We lost our jobs to foreign lands. Our workers got fired, whether they were in the unions or not. Then he sold out and he passed the Cadillac tax. You know what that is? On union health care plans, attacked their energy jobs, and sent their factories to China. And now he's back begging for their votes. And, you know, people, it's like a custom. Democrats, except with me. I came in, I got so many union votes, I get far more. I mean, you've seen it. A couple of people either lost their job or came very close that were unbeatable because they led a charge for the Democrats, for Crooked Hillary last time. They led a charge. And the people in the union didn't want that. They didn't want Hillary, they wanted Trump. And we had union revolts, we call them. They revolted. But these guys right here, are you all union people? I can tell. Are you union? It's good, right? It's fine. That's fine. Look at that. You get a hand. certain parts of the country, they wouldn't be as happy, but that's okay, right? And it's great. But they were not happy. And you know what was happening? They were not happy when the bosses got endorsed by the Democrats. American labor will vote for Trump-Pence in 2020. They're all saying that. And this area is going to be an incredible area. This used to be all Democrat until I came along. Until I came along, this was Democrat. This was heavily union. It was Democrat. It was everything, but they liked Trump. And I'm going to never let you down. And they will let you down. They will let you down. First of all, the country will be let down because the country, you will see a crash like you've never seen before. And as good as those stock market numbers are, there's a headwind. The headwind is that if he won, the market's going to crash. The Green New Deal, all of the different things, socialized medicine, that's what they want. It's socialized medicine. No doctor, no plan. Obama lied about it 28 times. Remember he said you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. It wasn't true. 28 different times they have them. For the last 4 years, we've been reversing Biden's betrayals and delivering historic wins for the people of Pennsylvania. Your state lost over 50,000 manufacturing jobs when Biden was vice president. In my first 3 years, Pennsylvania gained 14,000 jobs manufacturing and going up at a level that nobody's ever seen before. We'll catch all of those jobs that were lost. They said manufacturing jobs will never come back. Remember, you need a magic wand. Where's the magic wand? Well, we have the magic wand. My first week in office, I withdrew
Trump
from the...
speaking in Pennsylvania. He is speaking in Lackawanna, Pennsylvania, not at the birthplace, but near the hometown of Joe Biden. It's Old Forge, Pennsylvania, in Lackawanna County. He is speaking in front of a large, bright blue, very shiny truck, and it's a good look for the president. Obviously buoyed by the turnout in his behalf, and offering a contrast between the very loose, obviously extemporaneous remarks that he is giving, attacking Joe Biden, promoting his own record, this in advance of what will be a very carefully scripted and I think very revealing acceptance speech by the former vice president. Which direction will he go? Karl Rove has speculated on that. We'll talk about it and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863 or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.